In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly King, Paraclete, Spirit of Truth, you who are everywhere present and fill all things, treasury of all that is good, Master of life, come, dwell within us, cleanse us from all stain, and save our souls, O good one. Mary, cause of our joy, pray for us. In the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, we're going to look at Psalm 7. It occurred to me that if I point out where these are in the breviary, that might be helpful. Psalm 7 is found as the daytime prayer on Monday of week 1. We're going to have the editor has put in a description of the psalm and its occasion, which is good. It might be correct. It's called a Shigayon. Probably should be Lamentation of David. Which he sang to the Lord concerning Cush the Benjaminite. Now, what is that all about? Where is this story of the Benjaminite? If you remember, when Absalom revolted and David's army went out to do them battle, Absalom was pursuing him. And David said to Joab, "Don't touch my son." Well, he did. He killed him, actually. Absalom had long hair, and he was on a donkey, and he was going, and his hair got caught in the branch of a tree. It was in the forest they were fighting. So when Joab saw him, he just took some javelins and just ran him through, which was not what David wanted. He wanted to try to save that boy. And so, but you see, David becomes a type of the Lord in his love and in his forgiveness and in something that he says, and I'll try to find that for you. But this lamentation is either, see, the editors are looking for apt occasions. They don't always have a tradition to go on. But this is called a Shigayon, a sort of a lamentation of David, which he sang to the Lord concerning Cush, a Benjamite. Who is this Cush? Well, he's the one who brought the news about Absalom's death. It was the battle. And then this man came to bring the news. So the text goes, this is 2 Samuel. When the Cushite came in, he said, "Let my Lord receive the king, receive the good news that this day the Lord has freed you from the power of all who rose against you." But the king asked the Cushite, "Is young Absalom all right?" The Cushite replied, "May the enemies of my lord the king and all who rebel against you with evil intent be as that young man." An eloquent way of saying he's dead. The king was shaken and went up to the room over the city gate and wept. And he said, "My son Absalom, my son Absalom, if only I had died instead of you, Absalom, my son, my son." Now Joab was told, "The king is weeping and mourning for Absalom." And that day's victory was turned into mourning for the whole army when they heard, "The king is grieving for his son." But it's very important that I'll share an experience. I was just really young, reading the Bible for the first time in my life. I just entered the monastery, and I was reading this story. And it goes in Latin, Rex altem quo perto capite, with his head covered over. He said, Absalom, Absalom, quis mihi det, who would grant to me that I could die for you? It's Christ. And I saw that. This is David, you know, an anticipated realization of the Lord Christ, weeping over us who rebel against him, and wanting to die for us, which is exactly what he did, you see. So that's the text. It literally says, who would grant to me, quis mihi det, the Vulgate does anyway, that I could die, you see, instead of you, or for you, Absalom, my son. When I read that, I was about 18, I guess, I saw the Lord Christ. That's the way he weeps over us, rebellious, hard-hearted, and Absalom out to kill him. But so David is a anticipation of the mystery of Christ. And that's these words that are in this story and in the antiphon that we sang that day. Now, the antiphon, as you can hear, I don't have a voice right now. Absalom fili mi, quis mihi det. Can you hear it? Absalom, the weeping, you see? And so, that's what this psalm is put as the psalm for that occasion. But it's David here praying for protection, defend me against my enemies. So it's probably not the right historical moment, but it helps a lot to locate the psalm. Lest like a lion they rend me, dragging me away with none to rescue. This is David. Or if, as the editors have put this together. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there is wrong in my hands, if I have repaid, my friend with evil, or plundered my enemy, but without cause. Let the enemy pursue me and overtake me, let him trample my life to the ground and lay my soul in the dust. So, Lord, I'm innocent of this. I did not want that boy killed. But he's Christ weeping over us. Rebels. Would to God that I could die for you. Well, he did die for us. And that's why we're free. And so, it goes, then, Lord my God, if I have done this, if there is guilt on my hands, if I'm responsible for that boy's death, then you know I'm not. I told them to save him. If I have maltreated someone treating me equitably, or even despoiled my oppressor without cause, which would have been Absalom, then let my enemy pursue and overtake my soul, trample my life to the ground, and lay my honor in the dust. Now this, the editors are saying, this is the kind of prayer David uttered when he had news of Absalom's death. They're not saying it was written down at that moment. Let him trample my life to the ground and lay my honor in the dust. Then, rise up, Lord, in your anger. Be aroused against the outrages of my oppressors. Stir up the justice, my God, that you have commanded. Tzedek means to give everybody their due. Well, the one who killed my son, give him his due. That's what he's praying for here. Have the assembly of the peoples gather about you and return on high above them. The Lord will pass judgment on the peoples. Judge me, Lord, according to my righteousness and my integrity. And so, or according to the integrity that is in within me. I think this is the RSV. And this is me. So this is the prayer, you see. Let the malice of the wicked end. Uphold the just one, O just God. And there we start to use these kind of key words. Verse 9 and 10. Adonai, judge the peoples. Shofteni Adonai, judge me, assess me, according to your justice and your integrity. He's praying, this psalmist is praying, but the editors saw, who are putting titles on these psalms, how apt this is to attribute to David. And then David is just an anticipated realization of Christ. And so when we read this, we see the soul of Jesus weeping over us. We have betrayed him, rebelled against him, sinned against him, and he's weeping over us, you see. And that's the what this is saying. Judge me, Lord, according to my righteousness and my integrity. That doesn't mean he thinks he's perfectly righteous. He just means, you know, as this is applied to David, you know that I honored the truth of the relationship to Absalom. He's my son. And I didn't want him killed. Okay? And so, now, if one does not repent, starting with verse 13, God sharpens his sword, strings and readies the bow, prepares his deadly shaft, makes arrows blazing thunderbolts. Consider how one conceives iniquity, is pregnant with mischief, and gives birth to deception. That's very insightful, right? You can conceive iniquity because evil thoughts enter your heart, you see, and you become pregnant with mischief, and finally you give birth to deception. You see, he digs a hole and bores it deep, but he falls into the pit he has made. His malice turns back upon his head, his violence falls on his own skull. I will thank the Lord in accordance with his justice. Now, we're going to stop, and then we'll go back and look at that more closely.